High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
Not John Nixon, but I'll have to do tonight. This is Randy Gatula with you. Good evening, everyone, from Palmyra High School. Tonight, we've got the Johnson-Brock Eagles on the road, a girl-boy doubleheader taking on the Palmyra Panthers. Glad to have you tuned in. This game was scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off. If you know of anybody that was planning on tuning in to listen to us, might give them a call right now and tell them we're going to go a little bit early. We're going to be tipping off at around 10 till here, about 10 minutes earlier than we had planned. That's because the JV games got over a little sooner than they had counted on. Speaking of the JV games and the girls' contest, they played just two quarters. The Palmyra girls beat Johnson-Brock 10-6 was the final in the girls' JV. A completely different story in the boys' junior varsity game. They played the full four quarters. Johnson-Brock's boys beat Palmyra in JV basketball 56-23. And here's a notable fact for you. That makes 29 straight wins for the Johnson-Brock boys' JV team dating back to the 2020 season. They went undefeated last year, and with the win tonight, 56-23 over Palmyra, the JV boys for Johnson-Brock have now won 29 straight games over three seasons. Congratulations to Ben Ideas and all the coaches working with the JV boys. We have a national anthem coming up. We have introduction of starting lineups to do here. I guess we'll take a quick look at the starters right now here for this girls' contest. First of all, for the Palmyra Panthers, they'll go with Addie Boyd. Boyd is a junior. Libby Ball, a senior. Kinsley Havronic. Havronic is a junior. Riley Walter, a sophomore. And McKenna Martin, who is a senior. Those are the five starters for the Palmyra Panthers and Coach Braston Maibaum. For Mitchell Atkinson and the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles, they'll go with Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn, a 5'8 sophomore. Natalie Knippelmeyer, a junior at 5'9. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a sophomore at 5'8. Taryn Ottoman, listed at 6' and a sophomore. And Natalie Clark, a 5'10 senior. Those will be the starting five for the Johnson-Brock girls. The girls are 1-0 on the season. They have a win over Sidney, Iowa in a game played last week. The Palmyra Panthers come into the game tonight at 0-2. They have close losses to both Freeman and Southern. I think like 6 points or so in both of those games to Southern High and to Freeman. So Palmyra is still looking for their first win tonight as they go against Johnson-Brock. Coaches tell me Palmyra has been hit by the flu bug. They have all of their starters intact, but he says they are missing three or four players off their bench on their varsity squad, so depth might be a bit of a problem tonight for the Palmyra Panthers. Going to have a vocal performance of our national anthem. They're seated on the stage here right next to our broadcast point. That's coming up. Then they're going to introduce the starters over the PA, and then we'll be jumping it up here in just a couple of minutes. Why don't we step aside now, and we'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back with the opening tip and the starters on the PA. That's all coming up. Live from Palmyra, you're listening to the Brew State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri. and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Palmyra High School tonight. High school basketball, girl-boy doubleheader tonight. It's the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Palmyra Panthers. We've got a lot of basketball coming up for you between now and the Christmas break, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on our sister station, KTMC. This coming Friday night, I'll be on the road with the Sacred Heart Irish traveling out to Friend. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader over on KTNC. Johnson Brock fans, you'll be able to hear the Eagles right here on Sunny 101.3 coming up this Friday night when they travel to Fall City to take on the Fall City Tigers. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one live from Fall City. That's this Friday night, and again, that'll be right here on Sunny 101.3. For our Palmyra listeners, a big welcome to all of you listening perhaps tonight online at mscsports.net. Palmyra fans will be interested to know that I'll be right back in Palmyra 1 week from tonight. Johnson County Central comes to town, so we'll have the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds and the Palmyra Panthers 1 week from tonight right back here on Sunny 101.3 from here in Palmyra. After that, I've got a couple of trips going to Elmwood Murdoch with both the Irish and Fall City High. I'll be going with Fall City boys and girls up to Flatsmouth the week before Christmas. Just a lot of basketball still to be played between now and the Christmas break, and we're happy to be bringing you live coverage of all of those games, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. Just about set to jump it up here. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, Taryn Ottoman steps into the center circle. She'll jump it up against Kinsley Havranek. And we're half the clock set at 8 minutes, ready to get underway. High school basketball from Palmyra. The official steps into the center circle, and we're ready to get underway. Here's the tip. And it'll be controlled by Johnson Brock. They tip it back to Natalie Clark in backcourt. She'll give it up on the left side to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens comes across the timeline on the dribble. Bounce pass to Ottoman on the right elbow. Up to the top of the key it comes. That's Natalie Knippelmeyer with the basketball. Lob pass underneath to Clark. Under the basket, no shot. Back to Buckmeyer, top of the circle. Brooklyn Behrens on the dribble. Works to the right elbow. Bounce pass to Buckmeyer. She has the ball knocked out of her hand by Libby Ball. Gets the basketball back and driving into the paint. Layup off the glass, up and off, no good by Behrens. Try for follow shot, put back by Brooklyn Behrens, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Palmyra. We'll put Behrens at the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Libby Ball. On Libby, her first, team foul number one on the Lady Panthers. At the line, Brooklyn Behrens, and she'll be shooting two shots. First shot is on the way up and hits the front of the rim short, off, no good. She'll have another attempt coming. Just underway here at Palmyra, 7:29 to go. Here in the first quarter, no score. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Brooklyn Behrens' second free throw is on the way. This one nothing but nylon. She got that. And Johnson Brock jumps out to a 1-0 lead. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Inbound the pass into Riley Walter. Back to the near side it comes. Up court, pass finds McKenna Martin. Martin holds the ball. Now she'll dribble it across the timeline. Gets it into forecourt to the right elbow. Havranek with the basketball. Can't penetrate. She's double-teamed. Puts it back to the top of the key. Up to Ball. Finds Havranek. Havranek to the right corner. Dumps the ball down deep for Walter. Walter is trapped. She's in trouble. Needs help. Clears the ball back. Across court it now goes to Addie Boyd. Boyd holds it at the top of the key to set the offense. Comes to the right wing with a bounce pass to Walter. Back to Boyd. It goes on the left elbow. She penetrates in the paint. Boyd kicks it into the corner. Driving baseline right side. Shot is put up and got it, but no, they say she traveled. The ball was put through by Libby Ball, but they say she traveled as she drove the baseline on the right side of the basket. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Lady Eagles. Knippelmeyer inbounds the pass, gives it right back up to Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens across the timeline. Natalie Knippelmeyer in the paint. Gives off to Ottoman, top of the circle. Now Buckmeyer holds the basketball on the right wing to the near side. Comes again to Behrens. Kicks it out to Ottoman. A cross-court pass. Open look. Buttmeyer for three. Off the back of the iron. No. Rebound is pulled down underneath there by Martin. McKenna Martin with the rebound. Ball is tipped away. Knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Buttmeyer. It'll belong to Palmyra. 6:19 to play first quarter here at Palmyra High. 1-0. Johnson Brock's girls with the early lead over the Panthers. Palmyra's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Addie Boyd. Boyd on the dribble, picks up her dribble, kicks it over to the left elbow to Walter. Walter, a cross-court pass, finds Boyd once again. She dribbles between two defenders, picks up the dribble on the right side, goes into the corner, pass wide of the mark of Rannick, stolen away. Ottoman down court, Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens in the paint, driving, a little hook shot up in the paint, doesn't get it. She'll be fouled, and we're going to put Brooklyn Behrens back to the line. Once again, she'll be shooting two shots, this time the foul on McKenna Martin. On Martin, her first personal, team foul number two on the Panthers. Brooklyn Behrens, one out of two from the line so far tonight. The left-handed free throw is up, and she got that one. Brooklyn has now hit two out of three, and that puts Johnson Brock up 2-0. The sophomore, Brooklyn Behrens, will have a second shot coming. Launches the second shot up. This one is short off the front of the rim, but she gets her own rebound. Behrens comes down with her own rebound and brings it out to Buckmeyer. A cross-court pass finds Taryn Ottoman in traffic. Ottoman has the ball tipped away by Boyd and stolen. Down court on the dribble comes Martin, McKenna Martin, to the near side. In the paint goes Walter. Kicks it to the corner. Open look right side. No shot there. A blocking foul on the baseline is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Taryn Ottoman. On Ottoman, it'll be her first personal. First team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. Panthers basketball to inbound it. Addie Boyd will trigger it in. Baseline right side under her own backboard. Boyd kicks it into the corner to Ball. Libby Ball in the paint. Goes up with a shot blocked by Buckmeyer, and she grabs up the loose basketball. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with the block and the steal. Brings it up court behind the back dribble. To the left side to Taryn Ottoman. Lob pass inside under the basket. Shot is up off the glass and good. Nice job getting the ball into Natalie Clark, and Clark turned it into the first field goal of the ball game. Laid it off the glass and put it down. Here's an inbound pass tipped away by Knippelmeyer. Touched last by Brooklyn Behrens, rather. So it'll be Palmyra's basketball against full court pressure, playing it in under their own basket. Into Addie Boyd. Boyd down court with a pass. Finds her teammate Libby Ball. Ball wants to go all the way underneath the basket. Feeds to Martin. Martin goes up with a shot. Whistle on a foul, and we're going to put McKenna Martin at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for Palmyra. Foul is going to be called on Natalie Clark, her first personal, team foul number two on the Johnson Brock Eagles. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to play, first quarter. 4-0, Johnson Brock with the lead. At the line, McKenna Martin shooting two shots for the Panthers. The first one is up and good. McKenna Martin with the first point of the night for Palmyra. Addie Boyd will come out of the ball game. In to replace her is Addison Vasha, in to replace Boyd. At the line, McKenna Martin ready for her second free throw. It's up and good also. Got them both. Makes the score 4-2 now. Johnson Brock up by two with 5:09 to play in the first quarter. Brooklyn Behrens pushes the ball down court into Ottoman. In the paint, across it goes to Buckmeyer with a 12-foot jumper. Banks off the glass, doesn't go. Martin comes up with a rebound for Palmyra. Has it stolen away by Clark to Buckmeyer. Bank shot off the glass. Buckmeyer couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down underneath Behrens. Now a tie-up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow points the direction of Palmyra. Substitutes into the ball game. Checking in for the Panthers, Maddie Schroeder checks in. Schroeder into the game for the first time. And for Johnson Brock, Anna Lillinus checks in for the Lady Eagles. Inbound the ball to Vasha. Down court, her pass finds Libby Ball. Ball comes on the dribble. Tipped away, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Palmyra. 4:43 on the clock here in the first quarter. If you're just checking in, we started a little bit early here at about 10 till. It's 4-2. Johnson Brock up by two as we near the midway point of the first quarter. Here's a ball tipped away and stolen by Anna Lillinus. Lillinus tips it over to Behrens, and Brooklyn Behrens brings it down court. Gives to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Jumping baseline, right side jump shot up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens with 4 points now. She got the putback, and it's 6-2. Johnson Brock up by four. Full court pressure by the Lady Eagles. Falling to the floor as she started up court and being fouled is going to be Riley Walter. The foul is going to be on Natalie Knippelmeyer. On Knippelmeyer, her first personal. That's the third team foul on the Johnson Brock girls. Right back into the lineup now comes Addie Boyd, the junior. starting out here, point guard, Boyd on the right elbow with the basketball. Goes into the corner, baseline right side, pass down to Aaron Chambers, who checked in. Looking underneath, they couldn't get it to Martin. Ball is loose. Here's a shot up and good in the paint by Maddie Schroeder, who just checked in off the bench. Schroeder with her first 2 points, and it's 6-4. Johnson Brock up by two as we just passed the four-minute mark midway through the first quarter. Here's a three that's good from the right wing, put up by Taryn Ottoman. The big girl, the six-footer, pulls up and hits a three from out on the right wing. 9-4 now. The lead is 5 for Johnson Brock. Into forecourt is Havranek. Havranek kicks it to the right elbow, off to the left elbow. Here's Boyd for three. Got it. Addie Boyd with a three-pointer. Her grandmother says she hits those from time to time, and she got her first one of the night tonight. Ball is tipped away. Fight for a tie-up and a whistle, and we're going to have timeout taken by Palmyra. 3:18 to go first quarter, 9-7. Johnson Brock up by two. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Connection, Addie Boyd playing here for Palmyra, is Fred and Petey Folks' granddaughter, of Elk Creek Folks, Dennis Bowling's granddaughter. That's Addie Boyd playing for the Panthers. Connections all around southeast Nebraska as we get to know all of these players. Here's a pass down court, too tall, goes over Addie Boyd's head out of bounds. Too much on that one from Aaron Chambers. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Johnson Brock. No, they say Johnson Brock tipped it. It'll stay with Palmyra. All right, Chambers will inbound it. Chambers set to inbound the pass, has to hurry, gets it into Boyd. Addie Boyd on the right elbow, bounce pass into the corner. Here's a three on the way from baseline right side, up and off, no good. Rebound, try for follow shot, blocked away nicely by Ottoman. That shot was put up by Walter. In the corner, Johnson Brock for three. Knippelmeyer off the back of the rim, no. Rebound, Martin. McKenna Martin does a good job under the board. Hurrying it down court, now comes Addie Boyd. Boyd almost has it dribbled away from her, gets it back and gives to Riley Walter. Walter on the dribble. Here's Boyd for three from the corner over the top. Couldn't get it. Rebound taken down. Cleared away by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. And we've got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Palmyra's Aaron Chambers. On Chambers, her first personal. That's the 13th foul on the Panthers of the half. 2 minutes, 37 seconds to play first quarter, 9-7. Johnson Brock up by two. It'll be the Eagles basketball. Inbounding the pass, Brooklyn Buckmeyer tosses it in. In the game now is Chloe Weiss. Weiss making her first appearance. Here's a whistle, and the foul is going to be called on Palmyra. The foul is going to be on Libby Ball. On Libby, her second personal, fourth team foul. So Chloe Weiss in the lineup now at point guard. Brooklyn Behrens, who started there, the sophomore, taking a breather on the sideline. On the dribble, this is Lillinus. Anna Lillinus on the right side. Reverses, gives it into Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer driving for the layup. Will baseline as Knippelmeyer tried to get the lay-in. She'll be going to the line to shoot two shots. Pretty sure this foul is going to go on McKenna Martin. It does. On McKenna, that's her second personal, team foul number 5. Basha in the lineup now, also for Palmyra. Knippelmeyer at the line. Free throw is up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer has her first point of the evening. She'll have a second shot coming. Now Martin is going to take a breather. And looks like Havranek, the junior, Kinsley, is going to check back into the game. Natalie Knippelmeyer, second free throw is up and good. She got them both. Johnson Brock now 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe. They lead by 4, 11-7. Trying to break the press. Here's a long down court pass over the head of Kinsley Havranek. Goes out of bounds on the far side, and it'll belong to Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the basketball. Chloe Weiss will inbound it. Weiss on the dribble. Brings the basketball up court. Taking command here, she's the setter on the volleyball team. Here's a nice give and go to Knippelmeyer in traffic, but the ball comes up loose. And Havranek comes up with a steal. Then it's knocked away by Chloe Weiss out of bounds. Weiss touched it last. It'll stay with Palmyra. Panthers will inbound it. on the side right in front of our broadcast table. Great spot to watch the game for us. They've got us on the stage near midcourt here. And just a great place to watch the game for, if you're going to work it on the air. Ball is tipped there by Johnson Brock, but controlled by the Panthers. They'll reset their offense on the left elbow. Riley Walter with the basketball into the corner. Evrani can't get the shot. She's in trouble. Trapped. Gets it up to Missy, to Boyd, rather. And it goes over Addie Boyd's hands and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Johnson Brock. Addie Boyd just didn't have the stature to get up high enough to get to that basketball. Over her head, out of bounds. Waiting for Buckmeyer to inbound the pass now against pressure. Across court, gets it to the far side to Lillinus. Lillinus feeds inside Ottoman. There's a shot by Natalie Knippelmeyer, 12 feet away, right elbow, misses everything. Rebound tipped around, coming down with it is Hrenik. In backcourt, gives the outlet pass off to Walter. Riley Walter dribbles between defenders, bounce pass of Rannick in the corner. Tries to drive the baseline right side. In the paint, ball stolen away by Chloe Weiss, and then she's going to be tied up. Good defense by Maddie Schroeder, tying up Weiss. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. There's Natalie Clark back into the lineup. Brooklyn Behrens also checks in. Natalie Knippelmeyer and Taryn Ottoman will each take a breather. A minute 18 to play in the first quarter, 11-7. Johnson Brock up by four here at Palmyra, leading the Palmyra Lady Panthers. Chloe Weiss on the dribble, working one-on-one to the right side of the lane. Puts it down into the corner. Lillinus picks up her dribble, needs help. Pass goes underneath. Clark, turnaround in the paint. Shot is up and off for Natalie. Got her own rebound. Now taken away by Martin. With the basketball is Schroeder. Schroeder, outlet pass comes to the right side. On the fast break, all the way down court. Vasha, driving lay-in up and good. Put in by Maddie Schroeder. Schroeder with the lay-in. Makes it a two-point ball game. 11-9. 42 seconds to go here in the first quarter. A long three from the corner. Lillinus up and off, no good. Buckmeyer with the rebound, takes it in, a floater put up by Buckmeyer, couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul before the shot. Foul is going to go against Palmyra, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. The foul is going to be on Riley Walter, on Riley, her first personal, that's the sixth, the team foul. And up off the bench to check in for Palmyra now is Maddie Dvorak. Dvorak into the lineup and will replace Aaron Chambers. Johnson Brock's basketball baseline under their own basket. They'll trigger it in. Lob it inside to Clark. Clark kicks it up to Buckmeyer. She walks with it at the free throw line. Buckmeyer caught that one as she was backpedaling and just wasn't able to get it dribbled down. And it'll give the ball back to Palmyra. 29 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-9. Johnson Brock up by two. Palmyra with a chance to try and tie or take the lead on this possession. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. On the dribble with the ball is Riley Walter. Bounce pass into traffic to the right elbow. Back up top, it comes to Walter. There's Boyd from the corner for three. Off the rim, hit the back of the rim. Fight for the rebound, out of bounds. Going to be touched last by Buckmeyer. It'll stay with Palmyra. 8.1 seconds to go in the first quarter. 11-9. Johnson Brock by two. Palmyra's basketball. Addie Boyd inbounds it under the basket. Shot is up, partially blocked by Behrens. Now a battle for the loose basketball. Tie up. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Palmyra with 4.4 seconds to go. The Panthers will inbound it under their own basket. Addie Boyd to toss it in. Lobs it into the corner. Here's a three from the left corner. The short rebound. Natalie Clark rips it away. It goes out of bounds. There's the buzzer. After one quarter, Johnson Brock leading Palmyra 11-9. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Palmyra. After one quarter, the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Palmyra Panthers 11-9, your score. Brooklyn Barons leads the scoring right now for JB with 4. Taryn Ottoman has 3. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. We move back to live action. Natalie Knippelmeyer puts it out to Brooklyn Buckmeyer on the right elbow. Buckmeyer dribbles to the near side, finds Knippelmeyer with a bounce pass to the left wing. Knippelmeyer penetrates inside the free throw circle. Her bounce pass goes to the right wing to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Into the corner, deep baseline right side. Buckmeyer with the ball. Now Buckmeyer holds it for a moment above her head, looking for Clark on the cutter. Gets it to Clark. She'll launch a three from the left wing that's short off the front of the rim. It's going to go out of bounds. And the basketball goes over to Palmyra. Opening minute of the second quarter here in Palmyra. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Palmyra Panthers 11-9. The inbound pass tossed in for Palmyra to Vasha. Ebronic at the free throw line. Ebronic feeds it up to the top of the key to Walter. Walter holds the ball for a moment. Now across to the left wing. Addie Boyd handles the ball. Boyd feeds it into the corner. Comes right back up to Boyd. Guarding her very closely is Brooklyn Barons. Boyd dribbles away from her. Now a blocking foul is going to be called on Barons as Addie Boyd dribbled around her. Brooklyn Barons picks up her first personal, and that's team foul number 4 on the Lady Eagles. Addie Boyd to inbound it for Palmyra in forecourt on the far side. Boyd successfully tosses the ball into Riley Walter, and a whistle and a foul as Walter catches the basketball. That foul is going to go on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, her first personal, and team foul number 5 now on the Lady Eagles. Again, Boyd to inbound it. Boyd inbounds the pass, this time into Addison Vasha. Is right back to Boyd. Addie Boyd dribbles between defenders at the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away and stolen. Natalie Knippelmeyer on the fast break. Takes it all the way for the driving layup. Got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer with her first field goal of the night. She's got 4 points, and it's 13-9. Johnson Brock up by 4. Boyd with a cross-court pass. Comes right back to Boyd. Knocked away by Natalie Knippelmeyer. The two battle for it. I think they're going to say it was touched last by Knippelmeyer, and they'll give the ball to the Panthers. Addie Boyd, Natalie Knippelmeyer battling after that loose basketball. Boyd will inbound it on the far side in forecourt, ready to inbound the pass. Waiting for somebody to break open. Now she gets it into the corner, into Libby Ball. Libby Ball feeds it inside the paint. A whistle and a foul is going to go against Palmyra, I believe. Yeah, the foul is going to be called on Maddie Schroeder. On Maddie, her first personal. That is a 7th team foul, so we're into the 1-1. And that'll send Brooklyn Buckmeyer to the free throw line. The sophomore will be shooting 1-1. Brooklyn has not scored yet this evening. Right into the 1-1 shot is up. It's good. She got it. She'll have another shot coming. Buckmeyer's first point of the night. Anna Lillinus wants to check into the lineup here. Wait, did they not give her that basket? Okay, here's the second shot. Is up. It's good. Yep, she got them both. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with a pair. Had a lane violation there, but it was on Palmyra. 15-9, your score now. Buckmeyer checks out. Lillinus checks in. Or Johnson Brock. With the dribble up court comes Boyd. Boyd with an across-court pass. Puts it into the hands of Agranic. Agranic had it knocked away out of bounds, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called again on Johnson Brock, this time on Natalie Knippelmeyer. That will be Natalie's second personal foul. 2 on Natalie. Team foul number 6. The next one will put Palmyra in the 1-1. This is Riley Walter on the dribble. Her pass to the left elbow to Boyd. Boyd comes back to Walter into the corner, trying to drive to the baseline. Nothing there. Down deep in the corner is Libby Ball. Ball got trapped, tried to put a pass back up to her teammate. Lillinus reaches in and ties him up, but the possession arrow points to Palmyra. Natalie Knippelmeyer will take a breather. Chloe Weiss checks in to replace her now for Johnson Brock. 6:13 to play in the first half. 15-9. Johnson Brock up by 6 in the ballgame. Basha handling the ball for Palmyra to the right elbow. Kicks it down deep here to Libby Ball. Ball feeds it back out. This is Addie Boyd. She works into the corner on the left side of the basket. Chloe Weiss is there covering her up. No chance to get an open look for the three. Johnson Brock in a zone defense. 2-1-2 zone here. Hebronic with the ball on the right wing. Hebronic tried to lob it inside the traffic, almost taken away by Chloe Weiss. Now in the traffic, inside the paint with the ball is Ball. To the right side of Rannick. Rannick looks for the cutter across court. Ball tipped away by Chloe Weiss on the steal. Weiss, 1-on-2, fast break. Weiss holds up the dribble. Oh, tried to put a pass out to the right side looking for Lillinus. And it didn't see it coming, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover back to Palmyra. Into the lineup now for Palmyra. Addison Basha checks in, replacing Addie Boyd. Boyd will take a breather. 15-9, the lead of 6. For Johnson Brock with 5:22 to play in the first half. In backcourt is Riley Walter. Now gets it across the timeline to the right elbow to Vasha. Inside the paint of Rennie. She has it tipped away, grabbed up. Here's a driving layup put up. Won't go down for Libby Ball. Rebound is battled for. Palmyra comes out of there with it. Dribbling the ball is Riley Walter. Walter finds Rennie again. She's at the free throw line. Jump shot off the glass, up and good. Kinsley Hebranek with her first 2 points of the game. Makes it a four-point contest now, 15-11. Trying to break the press. Chloe Weiss threw a long down-court pass to Anna Lillinus. Too tall. It goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and given right back to Palmyra. 4:49 to play in the first quarter. 15-11. Johnson Brock up by 4. They've led throughout the ball game thus far. Palmyra with the basketball against full-court pressure. Riley Walter, the sophomore point guard, on the dribble, comes to the near side to Libby Ball. Libby Ball inside Hebranek. Tried to feed it underneath. Ball taken away by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman with the steal. She brings the ball down court herself to Chloe Weiss. Weiss works to the corner, right side of the basket. Nothing there. Double team. Comes to the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Goes with Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman for a long two from the left side off the glass. Clark with the rebound. No, she stepped on the baseline as she came down with it. It'll be another turnover to give the ball back to Palmyra. Off the bench, McKenna Martin back into the lineup. She'll replace Maddie Schroeder now for Palmyra. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the action. Tonight we're in Palmyra, Nebraska. The Palmyra Panthers, the Johnson Brock Eagles. Girl-boy doubleheader here in the girls' game, 15-11. Johnson Brock on top. Whistle and a foul on Natalie Clark. Clark picks up her second personal. We're in the 1-1. That's team foul number 7. At the free throw line, Riley Walter. Walter, a sophomore, has not scored yet tonight. Here she's shooting 1-1. Takes aim. Walter's shot is on the way up and off the back of the iron. No. The rebound to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens took that down in a crowd and got the rebound for Johnson Brock. She takes it all the way in, tries to go up with a shot on the baseline left side. A whistle and a foul. I think we're going to put Behrens back to the line once again. Foul is going to be called on Addison Vasha. That is her first. And team foul number 8. So at the free throw line, Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn has 4 points. She has hit 2 out of 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. This shot is up and just short off the front of the rim. She's now 2 out of 5. There's Brooklyn Buckmeyer back into the lineup for Johnson Brock. She will replace Natalie Clark, who just picked up her second personal. Brooklyn Behrens ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is on the way up and off, no good. It rolled around there. Martin with the rebound. McKenna Martin pulls it down. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Martin grabs it up, still in backcourt. They're going to have to hurry to get it across the timeline. Walter does so. Feeds underneath to Hronik under the basket. Oh, blocked nicely by Ottoman. Ottoman blocked that shot into next week. Karen got a hand up there and swatted the basketball away. Here's Buckmeyer for 3. Doesn't get it. Rebound Behrens in traffic. Reverse lay-in off the glass, up and good. That was a sweet move by Brooklyn Behrens with a little reverse hook lay-in off the glass with some English on it. Now Behrens with a steal. She's going to go in and try that again. Couldn't get it to fall the second time. The rebound is taken away by Walter. Walter is going to bring it all the way down, feeds it under the basket, driving lay-in up and good by McKenna Martin. Martin's first field goal, 17-13. The lead is back down to 4 now with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first half. In traffic, there's a nice little hook shot off the glass, left-handed hook, and a Lillinus. That was pretty. A little left-handed hook shot in the paint by Lilinus. Got it to fall. Now in the inbound pass, a collision, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. This one is going to be charged to Chloe Weiss. That's Weiss's first personal. Team foul, number 8, I believe. So we're going to walk to the other end and put to the free throw line Riley Walter. Riley is 0-for-1 from the line tonight. Here she'll be shooting 1-and-1. 2:57 to play in the first half, 19-13 our score. Riley Walter, front end of the 1-and-1 free throw, is on the way up and off the back of the iron. No. Rebound comes down to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman outlet pass to Behrens, or to Buckmeyer, rather, now gives off to Behrens. Behrens bounce pass. Lilinus, right wing, in the traffic at the free throw line. She's going to be tied up. Good job defensively by Riley Walter, the sophomore, to reach in there and tie her up. Back into the lineup for Palmyra. Addie Boyd checks into the lineup. Also coming in off the bench, Aaron Chambers back into the game. Johnson Brock's basketball into their own basket. They get it into Ottoman. Ottoman in the corner. Feeds it up top. Lilinus. Buckmeyer into Ottoman. Ottoman turnaround shot off the glass. No. Good job defensively by Maddie Schroeder. Ball stolen away under the traffic. Chloe Weiss with a shot to set. She'll be fouled in traffic. Chloe Weiss got the steal on the rebound under there as they tried the outlet pass, and she was fouled as she moved toward the hoop for a shot. So at the free throw line will be Chloe Weiss. The foul is going to be called on Maddie Schroeder, her second personal. That was team foul number 9. Shooting 2 is Chloe Weiss. The first one is up and good. That's Weiss's first point of the night. 20-13. The lead is 7. As Chloe Weiss is ready for her second free throw. This one is on the way, and it's short. Didn't get there. Rebound comes down to Palmyra. 20-13 your score. 7-point lead for Johnson Brock with 2:23 to go. Timeout taken on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that emergencies don't just happen between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. That's why our emergency care staff is available 24/7. You can take comfort in knowing that quality care is right around the corner every time at Nemaha County Hospital. To learn more about emergency care at Nemaha County Hospital, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back to Palmyra, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Lady Panthers here, 20-13 our score. Can't tell you how much time is left in the first half because this is one of those score clocks where they run the 60-second timeout off and the time disappears off the clock while they're in the timeout. We'll be able to tell you in a couple of seconds here. Looks like we've got 2:23 left to play in the first half. 2 minutes, 23 seconds. Johnson Brock up by 7, 20-13. Panthers with the basketball to inbound it. Vasha. Vasha, inbound pass. Addie Boyd. Boyd takes it all the way across the timeline with a nice pass into the corner to her teammate, Aaron Chambers. Chambers puts it inside the paint. Jump shot off the rim. Doesn't go. Ball is tipped around. Coming out of there is Buckmeyer. She's got Weiss out ahead of her. All the passes too long on the fast break. It got away from Chloe Weiss. Goes out of bounds. And the basketball goes right back to the Panthers. Off the bench, Kinsley Hebronik checks back in. Hebronik onto the floor. I believe she just replaced Schroeder. So, Palmyra against full court pressure. Addie Boyd breaks the press with a nice down court pass. They feed it inside Hebronik for the driving layup. Ball is tipped away. She traveled. Good job on the defense there by Johnson Brock's Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer got in front of Hebronik and prevented the lay-in. And Hebronik traveled with the basketball in the process. Inside of 2 minutes to play now in the first half, 1:48 on the game clock. Buckmeyer holds the ball above her head on the right side of the free throw circle. She's double-teamed, still has the basketball, now dribbles out of it, and a five-second call. Brooklyn didn't get rid of it in time, and the five-second call will give the ball back to Palmyra. Addie Boyd will inbound it in backcourt on the side. Boyd inbounds the pass to Riley Walter. To the right side it comes, Basha. Lash it down deep in the corner on the right side of the paint. In the paint, feeds it underneath, goes right back to her. Shot is up and good by Aaron Chambers. Chambers got the little tip basketball, laid it off the glass. It's a five-point ball game, 20-15 with a minute 19 seconds to go here in the first half. Looking inside for Ottoman. Ball got away from Ottoman, but is tipped away from her and touch last by Kisley Hebronic. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Eagles basketball. Brooklyn Behrens will trigger it in. She'll stand on the baseline right side under her own basket. Behrens to lob it in. Goes into Ottoman with it. Taryn Ottoman is triple teamed in the paint. Dribbles out of there with it. Comes up top to Chloe Weiss. Weiss free throw line right side. Lillinus. Lillinus can't get a look to the near side. Here's Knippelmeyer driving with a lay-in off the glass up and good. Great job by Lillinus to get the ball to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer had an open lane to dribble all the way in for the lay-in. Hebronic under the bucket again. Great defense by Buckmeyer. She kicked the ball away and used her foot. It goes out of bounds off Buckmeyer's foot, but she prevented what looked to be a sure layup and an easy lay-in on the baseline. Boyd to inbound it. Addie Boyd waits for the official to hand her the ball. She stands on the baseline just to the left side of her own backboard to toss this in with 52 seconds to go in the half. Into the corner. Open look three. Doesn't go. Rebound Boyd. Try for follow shot. Ball is knocked away and grabbed up loose underneath the basket. Up to Hebronic. She'll loses it across the timeline. Hebronic dives after it, hits the floor hard. Picking up the ball is Chloe Weiss. Open look. Lillinus from the left side for three. No. Rebound Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman jump shot left side. She can't get it. And the rebound brought down by Hebronic. Hebronic holds it up in backcourt. Off to Addie Boyd. Boyd with 25 seconds sets the offense. To the near side. There's a three on the way. Left side that's in and out. The ball is tipped underneath the basket. Hebronic tries to save it, but a push foul underneath is going to be called on Johnson Brock, probably on Buckmeyer. Brooklyn was over there battling for that basketball. Buckmeyer picks up her second personal, and stepping to the free throw line will be Kinsley Hebronic. She's a junior. She'll be shooting 1-1. That was the ninth team foul. Buckmeyer will take a breather. In to replace her, Charlotte Metzke. Metzke in the game for the first time tonight for Johnson Brock. Kinsley Hebronic at the line. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Shooting 1-1. Shot is up and off. No good. The ball out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last by Addie Boyd. They were battling for it down there. Boyd touched it last, and it'll stay with Johnson Brock. Now in for Palmyra, Maddie Dvorak into the lineup. Dvorak in replacing Aaron Chambers. 16 seconds to go here in the first half. 22-15, Johnson Brock by 7 as Brooklyn Behrens dribbles the ball across the timeline. Picks up her dribble to Chloe Weiss. Weiss in the paint, kicks back out to Behrens. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Chloe Weiss puts up a shot. There's a buzzer, no whistle. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Palmyra Panthers. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 22 and Palmyra 15. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout here and be back with our look at the halftime scoring after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime here at Palmyra. At the half, the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles leading the Palmyra Panthers 22-15, our halftime score. We welcome you back inside the Palmyra High School Gymnasium. We're being entertained by a group of kindergarten and first and second grade cheerleaders. Apparently, the high school cheerleaders have put on a little cheerleading class here, and they've got all the girls out doing a dance. And, of course, the fans are loving this. A lot of grandparents and parents with their telephones out taking pictures and video. All right, let's take a look at the first half scoring in this ball game. First of all, for the Palmyra Panthers, they're led by McKenna Martin with 4 points. Maddie Schroeder also has 4. Addison Boyd with 3, 2 points each for Aaron Chambers and Kinsley Hebranek for their total of 15. From the free throw line, Palmyra went 2 out of 4. Scoring for the Johnson-Brock Eagles, Brooklyn Barons has 6. Natalie Knippelmeyer also with 6 points to lead the way. 3 points for Taryn Ottoman. Anna Lillinus has 2. 2 points for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Natalie Clark has 2. And Chloe Weiss with 1 for Johnson-Brock's total of 22. From the free throw line, Johnson-Brock 7 out of 12. And Palmyra, as we said, just 2 out of 4. So Johnson-Brock winning the battle there at the charity stripe. They're up by 7, 22-15 here at the half. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. Then we're going to update you with the latest weather forecast. Sounds like the possibility of some moisture maybe coming in on Thursday. That would be welcome. We'll see what they've got to tell you about the weather. Then we'll have another 2 minutes of information and be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups. We also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 22 tonight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31.
Temperatures near average Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Palmyra High School here in Palmyra. Randy Gatula with you. We're getting ready for second half action of the first half of our basketball doubleheader. Girls game in underway now at halftime. The Johnson Brock girls leading Palmyra 22-15. And, of course, up next, it'll be boys varsity basketball action. I want to remind our listeners, taking a look at the calendar at an upcoming broadcast, Johnson Brock fans will have the Eagles on the air again this coming Friday night. John Nixon will have the call for you from Falls City as Johnson Brock takes on the Falls City Tigers. Also on Friday night, over on our sister station, KTNC, I'll be traveling out to Friend with the Sacred Heart Irish girls and boys for that doubleheader. Now, Myra fans, if you're listening in tonight, we hope you are on our worldwide web broadcast at mscsports.net. We'll have the Palmyra Panthers on again 1 week from tonight. I'll be right back here at Palmyra with Johnson County Central as the Thunderbirds are in town. That will also be a girl-boy doubleheader. And looking a little farther down the road, on Friday the 16th of December, I will be in Plattsmouth with Falls City for the girls and boys. John Nixon will have HTRS at Sacred Heart. That's also the 16th. And then I wrap things up the final week of Christmas by going to Elmwood Murdoch on both the 20th on Tuesday night and the 22nd on Thursday night. I'll have Falls City High at Elmwood Murdoch on the 20th and Falls City Sacred Heart at Elmwood Murdoch on the 22nd. So a lot of basketball coming your way over the next couple of weeks here before we get to the Christmas break. We got a lot of basketball for you yet tonight right here. Glad you tuned in for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. As we move to third quarter action, it'll be Palmyra's basketball. Panthers have it. The inbound pass is tossed into Riley Walter. Walter looks at the zone defense from Johnson Brock, comes to Hebronic on the left elbow. Hebronic goes into traffic, got in trouble, out to Boyd. Here's Addy Boyd for three off the back of the rim. Boyd couldn't get it to drop. Had an open look from the left elbow, just a bit long, and it rimmed off the back. Rebound comes down to Buckmeyer. Feeds up to Natalie Knippelmeyer around the horn. This is Taryn Ottoman. Avrani doing a good job covering her. Here's a three on the way. Misses everything by Buckmeyer. Goes out of bounds, and the basketball will belong to Palmyra. Boyd to inbound it. against full court pressure. Johnson Brock has forced some turnovers with this press. Boyd gets the inbound pass tossed into Libby Ball, and it comes right back to Boyd. Now it's loose on the floor. Ottoman has it, kicks it out to the left side. Knippelmeyer, 12-foot jump shot off the rim, doesn't go. Boyd battles for it, goes out of bounds, touch last under there by Libby Ball, and it's going to belong. No, touch last by Natalie Knippelmeyer. She and Ball were battling for it. It'll stay with Palmyra. Under the basket against the press. Boyd gets it inbounds. Tosses the ball in. Finds Riley Walder with the pass. Walder across the timeline. Breaks the press. Walder takes it into the corner. Turned and traveled with the basketball. She wanted to try and come back to a pass to Addie Boyd out here on the wing and just lost her balance before she could get rid of the basketball and traveled. It'll go right back to Johnson Brock. They inbound the pass to Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman gives it up to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens brings the ball up the court unmolested. To the right side, Natalie Knippelmeyer looking for Ottoman right side. Oh, a nice pass into Clark under the basket. Clark couldn't get the shot. She had the bunny underneath. It wouldn't fall. Goes out of bounds off of Behrens. It'll belong to Palmyra. Boyd will inbound it under the basket against full court pressure. Boyd tosses it in. Gets it into Riley Walder, who dribbles down court, feeds it underneath to McKenna Martin. Driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. McKenna Martin with the first 2 points of the second half, and that pulls Palmyra back within five now at 22-17. Taryn Ottoman on the dribble for the Eagles comes across to Natalie Knippelmeyer for three. Got it. Natalie Knippelmeyer nails a three from the top of the key. They left her out there all alone, and she made them pay. Knippelmeyer, nothing but nylon on that one. Havranek is in traffic under the basket. Stolen away, Buckmeyer with the steal. Long down court pass comes down to Behrens. They feed it underneath to Ottoman. Tipped away nicely. Great defense by Libby Ball. Ball gets it out to Boyd. Boyd comes up court for the basketball. Timeout taken, Palmyra. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play. Third quarter, 25-17. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Palmyra High School. The Johnson Brock girls leading the Palmyra Panthers here in the third quarter, 25-17. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. As we're ready to get back to live action, it'll be full court pressure again by Johnson Brock. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Palmyra. Addie Boyd will inbound it against the pressure. Boyd inbounds the pass to Libby Ball. Gives it right back to Boyd. She'll dribble it up court. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Finds Ball with it. Still in backcourt. Ball gets it across the timeline. Barely in time. Ball takes it all the way under the basket. She's trapped under there. Double team, triple team. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called, I think, on Buckmeyer. Yes, it is. The foul is going to be on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. On Buckmeyer, that'll be her third personal. That's the first team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. So Buckmeyer leaves the ball game, and to replace her comes Chloe Weiss. Weiss, a 5'6 sophomore. We mentioned earlier she's the center on the volleyball team, so very comfortable out here at the point guard. Here's a jump shot that's up and off, no good, and Weiss comes down with a rebound. Chloe Weiss almost has it dribbled away. The ball was picked up by Ottoman. Gives it around to Brooklyn Behrens. Top of the key. Ottoman for three. Off the back of the rim. No. Rebound. Havranek. Havranek in three. Between three defenders. Pulled that one down. Brings the ball down court herself. Now she's picked up the dribble and needs help. Addie Boyd comes over to get the ball from her. Boyd penetrates to the free throw line. Kicks to the left wing. Over to Libby Ball. Back to Boyd it goes. Stolen away by Knippelmeyer. Natalie Knippelmeyer driving lay-in up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer, when she gets free like that, pretty hard to stop. She's got 11 points. She's in double figures now for Johnson Brock. The Eagles with their biggest lead of the game up by 10 at 27-17. Addie Boyd across the timeline, trapped near the timeline, tied up. Held ball is called. Possession arrow is going to point to Johnson Brock, I believe. Brooklyn Behrens in there tying up Boyd. out here had her trapped in the corner near the midcourt stripe. Johnson Brock gets the basketball on the possession arrow, alternating arrow. Inbound the pass from Chloe Weiss. Tosses it into Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens to the left wing, Lilliness. Anna Lilliness feeds it over on the left wing, Knippelmeyer. Top of the circle, around it comes to Weiss. They walk around the outside perimeter with the pass. Skip pass across court. Open look, Behrens for three, or rather Ottoman for three, that was. And she nailed it. Ottoman dropped the three. Taryn Ottoman, her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 6 points. Interesting that the six-foot post player has not scored inside tonight. Her 6 points have come on a couple of threes from outside the circle. Here's a turnaround shot on the baseline. Right side up and good by Riley Walder. Her first 2 points of the night. Walder answered with a two of hers down there. Makes it 30-19. The lead trim back to 11. Johnson Brock led by 13 there momentarily on Ottoman Street. Now Ottoman driving in the paint, puts a shot up and got it. And she's fouled. Taryn Ottoman coming alive here offensively suddenly. Ottoman got it to fall and drew the foul. She'll be going to the free throw line for the and one. We'll see who the foul is charged to. I think it's going to go on Schroeder. That's her third personal, team foul number one of the half on the Panthers. So Taryn Ottoman now at the line, has 8 points, looking for her ninth one right here with the and one opportunity. Ottoman takes aim from the free throw line. She launches the shot. It's up and it's good. Nothing but nylon for Taryn Ottoman. So Ottoman now with 9 points in the game, makes it 33-19. The lead is 14 for Johnson Brock. Addie Boyd is double-teamed as she gets into forecourt. Has it taken away and stolen by Ottoman. Now the ball is loose and Boyd steals it right back. And now a whistle and a jump ball possession arrow this time favors Palmyra. And the Panthers will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the side near midcourt. Midway through the third period now, 3:58 to play in the third quarter, 33-19. Johnson Brock up by 14 points. Palmyra with the basketball. This is Riley Walder on the dribble. Looking at a, I think they've maybe gone to a man-to-man defense here now. Johnson Brock has switched up to a man-to-man on the dribble. Addison Basha. Basha feeds it up to Aaron Chambers. Chambers, top of the circle, penetrates in the paint. Now she's double-teamed, falls to the floor. McKenna Martin puts a shot up from the right side of the lane, and Martin will be fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot two shots. The foul will be called on Johnson Brock's Natalie Knippelmeyer. On Knippelmeyer, her third personal, second team foul of the half. At the free throw line, McKenna Martin. She's 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. First one is up, and this one is off, no good. So McKenna Martin has now hit 2 out of 3. She has 6 points. She'll have another shot coming here. McKenna Martin, a senior, takes a look at the hoop, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way. It's up. It hit the back of the iron and doesn't go, and the rebound pulled down by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman kicks the outlet pass out to Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens down court. Ottoman top of the circle, around the horn. Chloe Weiss penetrates, jump shot, right side Weiss, rebound, follow shot, Behrens put back, rebound, Clark. Clark can't go up with a shot. Now wants to force one up through traffic. Got it up, off the glass, no. And the rebound pulled down by Martin. Martin with the outlet pass finds Libby Ball. Ball down court. Guarded on the near side by Lilliness. Martin clears the pass inside to Walder for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound. Taryn Ottoman pulls it down. Outlet pass, Chloe Weiss. Weiss down court. She'll push it down in a hurry for Johnson Brock. Now backs it out to the top of the key. Gives to Brooklyn Behrens. Right elbow, Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman on the right side of the free throw lane. Works the dribble inside the paint at the free throw circle. Gives to Lilliness in the corner. She travels with the basketball. Turnover for Johnson Brock. Give it back to Palmyra. Hebronic back in the lineup for the Panthers. She replaces Aaron Chambers. 2 minutes, 46 seconds to go, third quarter. 33-19 your score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Palmyra's basketball in backcourt. Addison Basha to the near side to Libby Ball. Bounce pass into forecourt. Working to the left wing with it is Ryan Walder. Walder can't get to the baseline. Ball tipped away by Ottoman. Knocked out of bounds by Taryn Ottoman. And it'll stay with Palmyra. 2.5 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson Brock. 2:31 to go, third period. 33-19, Lady Eagles on top. We're back in half a minute on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions. global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Earlier we were talking about Addie Boyd, who hit that tray there early in the first quarter. Her grandmother, a good friend of mine from high school, Petey Pope, had someone the other day accuse me of being the Ancestry.com of high school sports here in southeast Nebraska. I guess after 51 years, I'll consider that a compliment, I think. It has been a ball here, getting to see a lot of second, in some case, third-generation ball players that we've covered here on the air. Tonight, no exception. This is fun. Johnson Brock up right now, 33-19 over Palmyra in the girls' game. Boys' game coming up later. Ready to move back to live action. Palmyra with the basketball. The inbound pass to Riley Walder. Walder bounce pass on the left elbow to Libby Ball. She holds it back to Walder. Oh, Ball didn't see it coming. Libby Ball recovers in time to grab the basketball. Libby Ball back to the top of the key, around the horn. Hebronic in the corner right side. Hebronic tries to feed it inside the paint. Ball with nowhere to go with it. Kicks it to the left wing. Now Libby Ball launches a three that doesn't go, and Taryn Ottoman is there for the rebound for Johnson Brock. Out to Brooklyn Behrens, to Chloe Weiss in the corner. Ottoman couldn't get back to the pass. It's going to come out of bounds here on the near side, and the turnover gives the ball right back to the Panthers. Here's Addie Boyd checking back into the lineup now for Palmyra. Boyd back onto the floor. She will replace Riley Walder. Walder will take a breather. Addie Boyd to inbound the pass. Tosses into Libby Ball. Ball picks up the dribble at the top of the circle before putting a bounce pass to Addison Vasha on the right wing. Down into the corner, Hebronic with it. Kinsley feeds it inside. Here's a try for a driving layup. Up and off, no good. Libby Ball. Rebound, Chloe Weiss. Vice down court on the dribble, goes into the corner. Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens feeds inside. There's Clark under the basket. Shot off the glass, couldn't get it, and McKenna Martin has the rebound. Martin, good job defensively, and a good job on the defensive boards to come down with it. Boyd into forecourt. Left side of Ronnie. Back up top, it comes to Boyd. She goes with a bounce pass right side to Vasha. In the paint, stolen away, Ottoman. Ottoman, two-on-one fast break with Behrens. Brooklyn Behrens, left-handed lay-in up and good. Give Ottoman the assist. Give Brooklyn Behrens the lay-in. Timeout taken on the floor. 1:08 to go here in the third quarter. 35-19. Johnson Brock starting to blow this thing open. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
1 minute and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter at Palmyra. Johnson Brock's girls up 35-19. Inbound pass stolen away by Barron. Shot is up, couldn't get it. Chloe Weiss fights for it, and Addie Boyd comes dribbling out of the traffic with a basketball. Boyd gets the down court pass to Libby Ball. Ball works the right side of the lane. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Natalie Clark for Johnson Brock. On Clark, that'll be her third personal foul, third team foul of the half on the Lady Eagles. 54 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Checking into the lineup for Johnson Brock is Haley Nichols. Nichols into the lineup, replacing Clark now. Nichols on the floor. Inbounding the pass, Libby Ball with 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball puts it into the corner to Vasha. She loses it out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul, I think, is going to be called on Brooklyn Behrens. That's her second personal. Brooklyn stands up with a look of disbelief on her face, feeling she had tapped the basketball and not the player. 51 seconds to go here now in the third quarter. The inbound pass down into the corner. Bounce inside to Martin. A push foul on the baseline as Martin tried to move toward the basket. This may go on Ottoman. We'll see. Foul is going to be called on Natalie. No, it can't be on Natalie Clark. She's not in the ballgame. That's what he just signaled. Okay, it's not. Now he changes it. It's going to be on Nichols. Nichols is called for the personal. In traffic. Tried up in there. Trying to go up with a shot is Libby Ball. She has it knocked away from her, knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Palmyra with 42 seconds to go. Palmyra to inbound it. Boyd to toss it in under the basket. Boyd into the corner. Open look. Left side. Long three. Short off the rim. And the rebound is cleared out by Lillinus. Anna down court on the dribble herself. Puts it to Behrens in the corner on the right side with 30 seconds. Johnson Brock may just slow it down. Play for a final shot here. They're up 35-19. 24 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Lillinus open look from the left for three. Got it. Anna hits a three from out on the left wing, and that extends the lead now, 38-19. Johnson Brock has doubled up the score. Here's a tie-up in backcourt and a whistle, and we're going to get a foul called again on Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn picks up her third personal, and that is team foul number six on Johnson Brock. Onto the floor now for Palmyra. Checking in is Aaron Chambers back onto the floor. Also checking back in, Riley Walder. 8.9 seconds to go in the quarter. 38-19. Johnson Brock has doubled up the score on Palmyra. Addie Boyd puts it into the corner, right side to Aaron Chambers. Martin with a turnaround shot. Martin with a follow shot. Got it! McKenna Martin got the follow shot just before the buzzer. After three quarters, our score, Johnson Brock 38, Palmyra 21. We're back in 1 minute on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a Deere.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
I'm Randy Gatula, back with you here at Palmyra High School. As we near the top of the hour, it's time to remind you, you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. We move back to live action as we go into the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock up 38-21. The Lady Eagles have the basketball. Brooklyn Buckmeyer feeds it into the corner. They try to put it inside. They were looking in there for Nichols, and the ball got tipped away from her, but it's kicked off the foot of one of the Palmyra players, so Johnson Brock will play it in under their own basket. Baseline left side of the backboard. Brooklyn Behrens will inbound it. Behrens goes into the corner with it to Buckmeyer for three from the left wing. Oh, rimmed it in and out of there. Brooklyn had that one in, but it wouldn't stay. Rebound comes down to Addie Boyd, and Boyd pushes the ball down court. Boyd feeds it into the corner left side. They look for McKenna Martin. It's loose. Taryn Ottoman comes up with a loose basketball. She'll dribble it down court herself. Taryn Ottoman with 6 points. They both come on three-pointers. Here's a three by Knippelmeyer from the left side. Rebound, Buckmeyer. Follow shot off the glass. It won't go. And the rebound underneath the basket by Hevronic. Hevronic is double-teamed. She gets it out to Addie Boyd, and Boyd will dribble the basketball down court. Addie Boyd picks up the dribble on the left wing, goes across court with a pass to Riley Walder. Walder holds the ball. Johnson Brock has gone, I think, back to his zone here now. They were in a man-to-man earlier. Boyd with the ball on the left wing into the corner. Her pass to Hevronic. In traffic, right back it comes to Boyd. She thought about the three, didn't take it. Now at the top of the circle, open look. Boyd, bounce pass into McKenna. Martin in traffic. Martin traveled with the basketball. She was double-teamed under there and had trouble getting the dribble to the floor, and she ended up turning it over on the travel. 6:47 left to play in the ballgame, 38-21. Johnson Brock with a commanding lead here as the Eagles come into forecourt. Here's a turnaround shot in the paint by Ottoman. She got her own rebound. She wants to go up with it again. Ottoman with a follow shot. She gets knocked to the floor and a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Taryn Ottoman to the line to shoot two shots for Johnson Brock. We'll see who it's on. Foul is going to be on Libby Ball. On Libby, that is her third personal, only the second team foul of the half on Palmyra. At the free throw line, Taryn Ottoman, her first trip, she hit one earlier. Free throw is up and got it. Taryn Ottoman has now hit 2 for 2 from the line, and she is in double figures, has 10 points. Ottoman's first 6 points came on three-pointers, and she did get a shot in the paint and now a pair of free throws. Second shot is up. It's good also. So Taryn Ottoman with 11 points in double figures. Inbound pass stolen away. They give it off to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer puts it up. That was Brooklyn. Barons with the steal. Brooklyn, Buckmeyer. Brooklyn and Brooklyn there working together for the bucket on Buckmeyer, her second basket. At the other end, there's a shot by Hebronic, but it's after a whistle and a foul was called. I think we're going to be in the 1-1 here, and this is probably going to go on Ottoman. Foul is going to be on Taryn Ottoman, her second personal, seventh team foul. So we go to the 1-1, and stepping up to the line to shoot will be Kinsley Hebronic. She's 0-for-1 from the line tonight, does have 2 points on a field goal. Here shooting 1-1. She takes aim. The shot is up. It is off the back of the iron. She got her own rebound. Can't get the follow shot. Gets it out to Addie Boyd on the left elbow. Boyd on the dribble. Feeds it to the corner left side. Down into Aaron Chambers. Chambers feeds it into Hebronic in the paint. Her shot is up and off. No good. Nichols has the rebound. Nichols with the outlet pass to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer will push it up court. Buckmeyer feeds to the right side to Ottoman. Ottoman goes on the near wing. Comes over with it to Behrens. Natalie Knippelmeyer wanted to drive the lane, couldn't get there. Ottoman, open look, three right wing, off no good, and the rebound down to Addie Boyd. Boyd with a defensive board will bring the basketball down court herself, dribbles across the timeline. Boyd with a bounce pass right side, Addison Basha. Basha holds the ball in the corner, she needs help. Boyd comes over to help her, pass goes out to Hebronic. Inside is Martin, McKenna Martin with a shot in the paint, up and good. McKenna Martin with a nice little move in the paint. She's in double figures, has 10 points. Here's a steal underneath on the inbound pass, and the putback up and good by Riley Walter. Walter with a one-man showdown there, got the steal and the lay-in on the one-man press. Nichols with a jump shot from the right side that's off, no good. Rebound, Behrens follow shot, can't get it. Rebound, Ottoman, whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Behrens. Let's see what they tell us. Foul is going to be on Brooklyn Behrens. That is her fourth personal. Brooklyn now with 4. Subs in for Johnson Brock into the ball game. Lilliness checks back in. Also Chloe Weiss back onto the floor. And Natalie Clark back into the ball game. 5:05 to go in the game. 42-25. Johnson Brock on top at the free throw line. Kinsley Hebronic has 2 points, but she's 0-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Here shooting 1-1. Kinsley with her shot on the way up and good. She got that one. Kinsley Hebronic now with 3 points and 1 out of 2 from the line. She'll have the end one coming here. Down to 5:05 to go in the ballgame. 42-26. Johnson Brock in command. Second free throw is up and just short off the front of the rim. But the rebound comes down to Palmyra with the ball at the top of the circle. Basha. Feeds it into the corner, down deep right side, Riley Walter. There's McKenna Martin with a shot that's up and off no good. Taryn Ottoman has a defensive rebound. Ottoman's outlet pass comes to Chloe Weiss, and Weiss pushes it up the court. Off to Natalie Knippelmeyer left wing. Knippelmeyer up top to Ottoman around the outside perimeter. Comes to Lilliness on the right side. Anna, get pass across court, driving into traffic. No place for Chloe Weiss to go. Lilliness, bounce pass. Ottoman wants to penetrate, can't get inside the lane. Finds Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer under the basket, took it all the way under, couldn't get the lay-in. Has to kick it back up to the top of the key to Ottoman. Chloe Weiss, boy, they're working the ball fast. Ottoman for the three from the left wing that's off. McKenna Martin has the rebound for Palmyra. Martin gives her outlet pass on the bounce to Riley Walter. Walter down court in a hurry with 4:10 to go. Walter takes it in the paint. Gives it out to the left wing for a long three that's on the way off. No good, out of bounds. That shot was launched by Addison Basha. We're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson Brock with 4:02 to go in the ballgame. The Lady Eagles are up 42-26. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout and remind you that you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Don't forget, this is just the first half of a basketball doubleheader that we have on tap for you here tonight on Sunny. Up next, we'll have the boys' varsity game, the Johnson-Brock boys, coming off of a win at Sidney, Iowa, taking on the Palmyra Panthers. A little basketball to play here in this girls' contest first, though. We are down to 4:02 to go in the fourth quarter, 42-26. Johnson-Brock's pretty much been in charge of this thing. They were up by two at the first quarter, 11-9. They led by seven at halftime, 22-15. JB with the basketball. Chloe Weiss puts a pass underneath. Ottoman makes a move to the basket. She'll be fouled. Taryn Ottoman moved to the hoop and was fouled. The foul is going to be called on Libby Ball. That's Libby's fourth personal, third team foul. Ottoman was in the act of shooting, so Taryn will be at the line to shoot two. She has 11 points in the game thus far. It's 3-for-3 from the line, misses the front end of the two-shot situation, so now she's 3 out of 4 from the line, the sophomore. This is a young basketball team. I think Natalie Clark, the only senior starting out there. Second shot for Ottoman is up and good. She got that one, so now she's 3 out of 4 from the line, and I've got her with 12 points, I believe. All right, on the dribble comes Libby Ball with the basketball. She got herself trapped on the left side of the lane with no place to go. Kicks it back up to Riley Walder. Walder, bounce pass into traffic. McKenna Martin had it dribbled away from her by Chloe Weiss. Weiss wants to bring the ball down court herself. Pushes it across the timeline. Now backs it out between the rings. Being harassed out there by Aaron Chambers on defense. Comes to the near side with her pass. Natalie Knippelmeyer gets the ball to Lillinus. Anna holds it above her head. Bounce pass right side. This is Clark with the ball. Natalie Clark. Oh, nice feed from Clark underneath. Follow shot. Lillinus up and off. No good. Chloe Weiss got that bounce pass and had a point-blank look at it. She turns around, smiles, and shakes her head, wondering how that one got away from her. And the ball ends up belonging to Palmyra as it went out of bounds. 3:07 left to play in this one. 43-26. Johnson-Brock in command. Palmyra with the basketball. Long down court pass. Fought for on the baseline. Ottoman had it for a minute. McKenna Martin in traffic. Shot is up. Martin knocked to the floor. Couldn't get it. There's Ottoman with a defensive rebound. Outlet pass down to Knippelmeyer. Into the corner. Lillinus. Anna Lillinus penetrates to the paint around the top of the horn. Back up top. It comes again to Ottoman. Ottoman takes one dribble, then puts a pass to the left wing on the far side to Knippelmeyer. Chloe Weiss in traffic, got trapped. She traveled, drug her pivot foot on the baseline. Turnover gives it back to Palmyra. 2:34 to go in this one. Boys game coming up next. There's usually about a 20-minute break in there, so you'll just want to have time to go to the refrigerator, get a snack, and get back to your radio for the boys game with the little break that we'll have. Palmyra's basketball, they inbound it to Riley Walder. Walder comes to the near side, the Libby Ball, it's taken away. Driving, Chloe Weiss laying off, oh, couldn't get it. Weiss had the steal and tried for the lay-in, the rebound pulled down by Buckmeyer. Brooklyn gets it out to Natalie Knippelmeyer, she'll launch a three that won't go. Knippelmeyer got her own rebound, but there was contact in the paint against Palmyra in the process. Riley Walder called for her second personal. That's only team foul number 4 of the half on Palmyra, so we won't be shooting it. Instead, Brooklyn Behrens will inbound it on the baseline in the corner. Behrens with a 3 from the corner. Got it. Brooklyn Behrens buried a 3 from the corner. That puts her in double figures now with 11 points for Johnson-Brock. 2 minutes to go. Against full court pressure, Palmyra down court on the dribble. Walder takes it all the way in, coast to coast, lay-in, up and good. Riley Walder picks up her 5th and 6th points on the lay-in on the fast break. A foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her fourth personal, and Riley Walter will have the and one coming up at the line here. McKenna Morton leads the lineup now for Palmyra. Maddie Schroeder checks in to replace her. At the free throw line for the and one is Riley Walter. 46-28, Johnson Brock up by 18 points with a minute 52 to go. Riley Walter's shot is up, couldn't get it. Taryn Ottoman is there for the rebound. Ottoman flips the outlet pass out to Brooklyn Behrens, and Behrens will casually bring it up the court. Left side to Natalie Kniffelmeyer. Around it comes to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Now Chloe Weiss being guarded closely. Goes to Taryn Ottoman with the pass. Ottoman, top of the key. Man-to-man defense for Palmyra here. Ottoman just lets him chase her all the way out near the midcourt circle. Clock is down to a minute 28. Mitchell Atkinson up off the bench, getting ready to bring in some new ball players. Top of the key, it comes to Ottoman. A lot of contact, no whistle. Near side, Buckmeyer. Down to a minute 17. Timeout just to get subs in here. Mitchell Atkinson. Let's see who's coming into the ball game now. We're going to have Lillanus checks into the lineup. Now they are going to take a timeout and talk about it. Also into the ball game, Delaney Sharples is checking in. We'll see who the subs are that are going to be in the contest. Metzke checks back into the lineup. Trying to see who we've all got on the bench. 46-28, that's your score. The Johnson Brock Eagles are going to get the win here, their second win of the season. They opened last week with a win over Sidney, Iowa. Tonight, getting the win here at Palmyra. We mentioned up next, they've got Fall City coming up Friday night at Fall City. Johnson Brock girls. John Nixon will have that one for you right here on Sunny 101.3. So lots of coverage of the Johnson Brock Eagles for you here on our family of stations. Meanwhile, Friday night, I'll load up with the Sacred Heart Irish and make the trip all the way out to Friend, Nebraska as the Irish take on the Friend Bulldogs. All right, ready to get back to live action. Subs in now for both teams. We'll try an ID, a bunch of them here. On the Vasha is back into the lineup. Aaron Chambers in for the Panthers. Addie Boyce out there along with Maddie Schroeder. All right, Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound at Metzke. Metzke inbounds the pass to Nichols. Nichols at the top of the key has the ball dribbled away from her. Loose basketball. Chambers, Aaron Chambers feeds it into the corner, and a whistle and a foul, a push foul underneath. Not yet into the one-on-one. The ball will just stay with Palmyra. Foul is going to be called on Charlotte Metzke. On Metzke, that is her first personal. Team foul number four. Oh, wait a minute. I looked at that wrong. Team foul number 10. At the line, shooting two shots is Aaron Chambers. Chambers' first free throw is up and good. So Chambers now with 3 points. She'll get the second shot here. That's the 10th team foul on Johnson Brock. Chambers, second free throw for the Panthers. With 1:05 to go, it's on the way up. It's short. And the rebound is pulled down by Sharples. Sharples on the dribble. Outlet pass Metzke. Metzke near side. Lillanus. Lillanus in traffic. Has it tied up. And a jump ball is called. Getting in there was Aaron Chambers on the tie-up. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock with 53 seconds to go. 46-29, Johnson Brock with a 15-point lead, under a minute to play. Eagles to inbound it. They lob it up top. There's a long two that's on the way. That won't go. The ball gets away out of bounds. That was Laney Kniffelmeyer that launched that one. Laney's shot came up just short of the rim with 49 seconds to go. A lot of players getting some varsity playing time here in the late going. Into forecourt, Vasha or Palmyra to Addie Boyd. Ball is tipped away from Boyd, but it's slapped away and touched last by Metzke. It'll stay with the Panthers. Addie Boyd to inbound it. Tosses in to Vasha. In traffic. Back up to Boyd. Boyd thought about the three. Now goes inside the paint. Kicks a nice pass out to the corner. Open look. Baseline right side up. Off. No good. Battle for the rebound. Coming down with it was Maddie Schroeder. It's going to stay with Palmyra with 26 seconds to go. Inbounding it, Addie Boyd, baseline left side. Bounce pass in the traffic. Whistle on a shot going out for the foul. Trying to put the shot up on the baseline on the inbound pass from Boyd there was Maddie Dvorak, and Dvorak is fouled. She'll have a chance to get in the scorebook with 24 seconds to go. The foul is on Nichols. That is her second for Johnson Brock. Free throw is up and comes up just short. Another attempt coming, though, for Maddie Dvorak, a sophomore. 46-29 your score with 24 seconds to play. Boys game coming up after this. Dvorak ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is up. She got it. Nothing but net there for Dvorak, the sophomore. She hits one out of two and is in the scorebook. 46-30. Johnson Brock by 16, 19 seconds to go. On the dribble with the ball comes Sharples. Sharples has it knocked away off the fingertips of Addison Vasha. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Don't forget, boys varsity game coming up after this. We'll take a short break and come back with a scoring recap of the girls' game, and then we'll have boys basketball for you. Lob pass inbounds. They tried to get underneath to Knippelmeyer, Laney Knippelmeyer, into the basket. Got away, knocked away from Laney out of bounds with 10 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Inbounding at this time, Charlotte Metzke, lobs it into Knippelmeyer, where it's tipped away out of bounds. Touching it over here on the sideline last was Dvorak. So now to inbound it is Charlotte Metzke once again, this time in the corner with 8 seconds to go. Metzke to toss it in. Lobs it to the top of the key. Anna Lillinus can't get an open look to Sharples. Sharples dribbles once to the top of the key. Right back it comes to Lillinus. She'll hold it, and that's your ball game. Your final score tonight, Johnson Brock 46 and Palmyra 30. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be right back with a look at the scoring after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. SureAg LLC, located in Forest City. Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Palmyra. Our final score tonight in the girls' varsity contest, Johnson Brock 46, Palmyra 30. Individual scoring for the Palmyra Panthers, led by McKenna Martin in double figures. She had 10 points. Riley Walter finished tonight with 6. Adding 4 was Maddie Schroeder. 3 points each for Addie Boyd and Aaron Chambers. 3 points for Kinsley Hebronic, and Maddie Dvorak added 1 for their total of 30. From the free throw line, Palmyra hit 5 out of 13 attempts at the charity stripe. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, 3 players in double figures tonight. Taryn Ottoman led the way with 12 points. Natalie Knippelmeyer had 11. Brooklyn Barons also with 11 points. Anna Lillinus came off the bench and got 5. 4 points tonight for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Natalie Clark had 2. And Chloe Weiss with 1 for Johnson Brock's total of 46. 46-30, your final score tonight in this first half of our doubleheader as the Johnson Brock girls get the win. They improved their record now to 2-0. Palmyra falls to 0-3. That's your scoring recap presented by your friends at Peru State College. You can learn more about them at peru.edu. All right, we're going to step aside for about a 15-minute break here now between games. We do have that second half of our doubleheader coming up, the Johnson-Brock boys taking on the Palmyra Panthers. But for right now, we'll step aside for 15 minutes. We're going to send things back to Logan Carpenter at our Sunny 101.3 studios. Don't go away. We'll be back with lots more basketball action in about 15. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Never knowing who to cling to when the rain little bit of coffee, we were up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just about starting to make a dime for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. We'll be right back.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Palmyra High School as we get set for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. Coming up next, the Johnson Brock boys and the Palmyra Panthers. In the girls game completed a few moments ago, if you weren't listening in, the Johnson Brock girls picked up the win over Palmyra tonight by a final score of 46-30. Johnson Brock with three girls in double figures. Taryn Ottoman had 12. Natalie Knippelmeyer and Brooklyn Behrens had 11 points each. And that pushes Johnson Brock's girls record now to 2-1 with the win last week over Sidney, Iowa. As we said, the boys' game coming up next year. Johnson Brock comes in at 1-0 on the year, the win over Sidney. Palmyra Panthers are 1-1 on the season. They defeated Southern and lost to Freeman. Their games played last week, so they are at 500, 1-1 on the season. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here, then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for this upcoming boys' game. Live from Palmyra, you're listening to the Game of the Week on Peru State College, Sunny 101.3.
I'm Ryan Larson.